Hello, GW Backstage. This is Tarkus Trooper here to answer some questionnaires, and it's gonna be a double feature. I don't know why I'm singing like this. What the fuck? It's late. Oh yeah, so anyway, yeah, don't mind me. I am just sleepy and rambly and... Oh, this caffeine should have kept me awake, but I am just so tired. And so my fat ass is sitting here with a bag of Cheetos and a cup of drink, a cup of soda, caffeinated soda that, and I am ready to get this on. So I will be doing two questionnaires, one by Ms. Catgirl Detective and one by Gabriel Kane 1. Did I say his name right? Yes, I did. Always remember he has a 1 right after that Kane. Okay, got it. All right, so first off, we're going to start off with Catgirl's Detective's interrogation. Dun dun dun. Alright. Are you good at keeping secrets? For the most part, yes, because probably if you told me a secret, I wouldn't even remember what that secret was. Yeah. What about hiding your emotions? Oh, now that I'm not really good at. I don't really have a good poker face all that much, because, I mean, while my mouth doesn't say anything, my face says it all. I got a very expressive face, and that's a blessing and a curse, because I just can't stick to one emotion in my face, because if you do something or say something that you know or you think you know I won't like, then it's going to show all over my face. My mouth may not say it, but my face will. And also it helps in the South that when our mouths don't say anything, our faces do. So, yeah, and that's what pretty much gets us in trouble, is their facial expressions. Anyway, yeah. Are you willing to break laws that you don't agree with? Yes. Have you ever shoplifted? If so, how much was what you stole worth? Does it count if you shoplift? Well, yeah, of course. It counts even if you work there. Okay, so... when nobody's looking, I work at a coffee shop, and they make these little blueberry donut holes that are so good. They're so good, and every now and again I would pop one in while nobody's looking, because I haven't had anything to eat before work. So I just pop one in. It's about 25 cents a piece. So yeah. But I only stop at one. Honestly, I do. Anyway. You suddenly get enlisted in the Witness Protection Program. What kind of new identity in life would you like to be given? Kind of new identity... Well, I really would not mind going under a new, gender identity, really. And I wouldn't mind working in a different business, venture thing. Sorry, I'm chewing on this Cheeto. Anyway, let me try that again. What kind of new identity in life would you like to be given? Honestly, I wouldn't mind if I was disguised as a businesswoman, really. disregard that what I said last time. I would like to be given the new identity of a businesswoman. Granted, it might take a bit of some time to work up how to do my job, how to do everything else, and how to live my life and whatnot, and remember my new name, because I do have, I really have a really bad problem remembering names sometimes. So, including my new name. So it might need a bit of work. So, yeah. What's more exciting? A police office fantasy or a prison? Prison fantasy! Prison fantasy. Oh, yeah. I've been tempted to write a prison-based script, but I never got around to it. I mean, I have so many ideas, and I just keep. I can't pick just one. They're like a bunch of Lay's chips. Okay. What's the question you always wanted to answer to? If a tree falls in a forest, would it still make a sound? And also, what does one hand clap, what does one hand clapping sound like? That's what I want to know. I think I've watched too many Geico commercials at this point to ask those questions. But yeah. In movies, do you usually prefer the heroes or the villains? Come on, you gotta give it up for the heroes. And then sometimes you like those movies where there's a character that seems like a villain, but he ends up being a hero. And the other way, vice versa. Oh, I think that's. I live for plot twists. I really, really do. Do you usually feel comfortable around authority figures? For the most part, yeah. Yeah. And if the purge was a real thing, what kind of dastardly deeds would you commit during it? I would bring it to a sex toy shop and and steal every freaking vibrator there. And like just bring them all to my house and do like toy reviews of all in one sitting. That would be so awesome. And also, break it to a movie theater and watch every movie I want to watch in that one. Yeah. You get handcuffed to someone, absolutely anyone for a day, and have your way away with them. With their consent, of course. What would you pick as your kinky prisoner? One of my coworkers, actually. She is so damn fine. So damn fine. And really sweet too. She is so cute and sweet and she's so cute as a button. But anyway, if you could steal any priceless work of art in the world and keep it in your home, knowing that no one will ever catch you, would you do it? And if so, what would retark? What work of art would it be? Salvador Dali's Persistence of Memory. I think that's one of my favorite paintings of all time, if not my all-time favorite painting of all time. And Salvador Dali is one of my favorite painters of all time. I would love to have it in my home, really, really much. Do you think Santa Claus considers you naughty or nice? This is an either-or question because I think I am both. Because I have my moments. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I can't say I'm nice all the time. I really can't. And if you had to make one tag on GWA illegal, which one would you choose? Now I saw somebody else say this also. I mean, it's not really necessary to tag your audio with the real orgasm tag. I mean, it doesn't matter if you fake it or you really did it. It really matters that you enjoyed recording the audio. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's real or fake. What matters is you had fun while recording that audio. That really means a lot, because if I hear something in your voice that clearly doesn't enjoy that, then it doesn't really click with me, real orgasm or not. But I don't care if your orgasm is real or not in the audio. What matters to me is that you enjoyed just going all out, and you enjoy just saying all these nasty, perverted things. And yeah, I mean, if you're a good actor, then yeah, of course. Yeah. All right. So we did that questionnaire, and I don't know if I did it well. I may have answered some questions and may have just rambled off at the mouth and just went off tangent at some points. But I think I'll do it better the next time around, this time around, with Gabriel Kane 1's Help a Brother Out questionnaire. Now, how did I let this questionnaire pass by me? This been posted 5 months ago, and I didn't even know it. What the? What? What? Okay, so anyway. Number one, what is your favorite thing to hear in an audio? Of course, whimpers. Slutty moans. Some of the sluttiest moans you could ever hear. I really wish you could have said things, because I like hearing slutty moans. I like hearing the word daddy. I like hearing a bunch of giggles. I love listening to people laughing. It just brings it just whenever I'm in need of a pick me up, I listen to somebody who really giggles a lot, namely Sweet Caroline Kisses, because her giggles are everything. She could just like just giggle once, and I'm good for today. I am so good, and my mood is instantly uplifted. Giggles, yes. And a lot of tomfoolery in the audio where you let your goofiness out, you let your personality shine through. That's what I like. Yeah. Oh, and did I mention slutty moans? Yes, I did. All right. What is your favorite the fa What is your favorite three tags to see in an audio? M sub. Okay, that's one. God. This should be easy because I listen to them on the daily. Okay. pegging. Yeah, that's one. God. I think I already said whimpers. Yeah, that was in the previous question, but I'll say it again. Whimpers. All right. This is gonna be really, really, really repetitive. All right. So, number three, what makes you keep returning to your favorite performer? Is it the voice? Is it the tags they use or something else? Has a little bit to do with the tags they use and also the voice and the kind of consistency they have. I mean, There was a performer that used to be on GWA. He's not on there anymore, which makes me sad. But I love how he always pushes the limit to what he can do. One week he'll be doing a dummy as fuck audio, and then the next week he'll be doing a really, really slutty M subby audio that is just, I play that shit over and over again, and it's just damn, 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 damn. Yeah, so the performer in question, Everdistant Utopia. God, I miss that dude so much. His voice is just like panty-meltingly hot. Panty-meltingly? Is that even a word? Oh, come on. Yeah, it is. It is now. All right. Four. Do you like it when your favorite performers do voice changes, or would you rather them just use a usual? It doesn't really matter. I love it when a performer just. I love when a performer plays up their voice every now and again. That's what I really like. And I strive to do the same thing too. I don't really like to stick to one voice. I like to be all out. It could just be me doing this voice or me going into like an entirely high-pitched hentai voice. Maybe talking like this all the time. Oh my God, your dick is so big. Talking like that, oh, that's so scary how I did that. But I've heard there's another performer that he's only made one audio so far, and he did a he did a fill of one of my recent scripts, and when he did that. He had this really rich, rumbly, deep voice, and then right in the middle of those, his voice sounds like something from a hentai movie, and it's just so. How does he do it? I don't know. And he does that without any vocal editing, any pitch shifting, or anything like that. His voice, that's all him. That is all him. And I'm just like, whoa, wait, what? What? I can't wrap my mind right. I'm just gonna fap to this, okay? Okay. So yeah. But yeah, I do love it when GWA performers, they try out different voices. They do their own voice, or they try out different voices to fit the audio. Try out different accents, different pitches, the whole shebang. I'm all for diversity. All right. Vocal diversity, that is. What is something you would like to see your favorite performers do more of? Now for the girls. Oh gosh, love to see more F-Dom. Come on, ladies, we gotta make this happen. I mean, we've seen a lot of F-Dom, come on. But, I mean, like, just getting into that. You don't care how you sound, you just get so damn into it, you start to sound like a feral animal. That's what I like. That's really, 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 really what I like. The growls. Ladies, let that inner lioness out. Give me more of those growls. Give me roar. Give me more. More, more, more. Okay, that, yeah. And then the guys, oh my God, M sub, come on, guys, there's not even enough. And also, I've seen a very, very distinct lack of M for M. About 4 years ago when I joined, that was about the same kind of amount that it is now. But oh, I would love to see a bunch of M for M audios. And I'm not even a fucking man, but Oh God, I love M4M audios. Guys, if you ever get the courage to, just go for it. Just it'll be fun, I promise you. Anyway, so yeah, M4M, M sub, crazy voice pitch changes with editing or no editing, it doesn't matter. Just go crazy. Yeah, I don't even know why I said it like that. Just go crazy. Let's get nuts. Okay, I'm thinking of Prince. What the hell am I doing? All right. What are some audios that you would love to hear more of that are not enough? Well, I did mention M for M. There's not enough male for male audios out there. There ought to be. 'Cause I love writing M for M scripts. And somebody I'm gonna name drop yet again. Galateum, he asked me, out of curiosity, what makes it a huge, what, okay, what is it about writing M for M scripts that you think is you get a huger kick out of than writing any other script ever? Well, it's just I can't really put it into words why, but I know that M for M is very rarely touched on. But when it is, ooh, it's good. It is very, very good. Like, if somebody did an M for M audio, it's like there's not even one bad male for male audio there. There isn't, because they put their whole being into doing that audio, whether it be script or completely improvised. It's like they dedicate themselves to that, and it shows in their voice, and that's what I love about it, though. You may be as straight as an arrow, but when you're doing that audio and you just give it all you got, that shows me that it's just, you're having lots of fun. You are having so much fun acting that out. And I love it. I really do love it. I mean, gay, straight, bi, anybody who does the M for M stuff, it doesn't matter. Just as long as I know you're having, I hear that you're having fun, you're getting so into it. That's what I love to hear. That's what I love. And also, yeah, M sub. Yeah, like I said, this is gonna be awfully repetitive. Okay, so yeah. Okay, what if you could change one thing about GWA or GW Audio, GW Audible, what would it be, if anything? A strict copyright rule. 'Cause you know what I've been really, 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 really craving? Now, this may be just for GWA, but I don't know if GW Audible is strict about the copyright thing. I would love to hear a hysterical lyric reading. You know, a while ago I was thinking about requesting hearing a somebody read the lyrics of Janet Jackson's Would You Mind? And, while touching themselves. Oh, that would be so good. And especially hearing them say that part, the come inside me part. It's just so. Damn copyright things on GWA. Yeah, that's the thing that would change the rule about copyright. 'Cause I would love to hear some more hysterical lyric readings and all that kind of good stuff. I would love to hear that. I really would. And you know what? I may make a request on that on GWA GW Audible for somebody to read the lyrics of "Would You Mind" by Janet Jackson. That'd be so awesome. All right, number eight. Marie, why am I talking like this? Okay, I sound like I have a frog in my throat. Okay, I don't. I'm just tired. Okay, what are some, if any, audios you refuse to listen to or that you prefer not to listen to? Now, refuse is it's a pretty strong word. Now, I could listen to an audio if it was from my favorite performer and see what it would sound like. But I wouldn't refuse to listen to it. I would try to listen to it for a little bit and then stop it and say, "Well, that was fun." But I'll be patiently waiting for the next audio to come. I mean, like, now the tags that I don't really like are scat. I don't really like scat all that much. I don't like water sports all that much. Well, water sports is okay, but scat is something that I draw the line on. I don't do poop. I don't. Says a person that likes to watch YouTube poops, but that's a different story. But anyway, I don't like. I kind of have a little bit of a thing for snuff on some parts, but not as much. I mean, I would have to really be in the mood to listen to that certain kind of audio. But for the most part, it's just basic sluttiness. That's all. Without the knives, without the guns, without the poop and everything. Yeah. Oh, I already said that. Okay. What length of audio do you prefer? Any kind of length. Whether it be short or long, as long as you keep me invested in the audio, then it's game time. It's go time. Game time, go time. What the fuck? I'm so tired. I can't think of anything right to say. Anyway, yeah, so I don't have a preferred length. How do I explain this? If you got a voice, or if you do a voice that's very, very worth investing in, very, very worth getting an interest in me, piquing an interest, then I would listen to it no matter what length it was. Be it short, be it long. Be it something I can listen to while I sleep, that I'd listen to it. I'd listen to it all. All right, and the last one. Is there anything that a performer might do that will make you never listen to another audio of theirs? If so, what are examples of those things? Now I can't really say what a person would do to never. Well, now I really can't think of a reason to not listen to a performer's audio because of a reason. I mean, look, it doesn't matter if you are the nicest person in the world. It doesn't even matter if you are the most impolite person or anything like that. If you got a voice that is worth melting over, okay, that's good. I mean, you may be the sweetest person ever. You may be just a dick, but hell, I'll still get off to your voice no matter what. I will still, if you're the sweetest person, I would imagine making love to you. Now, if you were a dick, I would imagine hate fucking you so hard that you scream. Okay. But I mean, I hope that answers your question, but if it doesn't, I hope you accept this answer anyway. Because basically what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if you're the nicest person on earth. It doesn't even matter if you're the most malicious dick ever. I'm still gonna listen to your audio. Okay. So yeah, I ought to be getting off to bed now. Getting off to bed. Crazy thing is, I don't really feel like getting off today. Wow. That's so typical. Anyway, yeah. I need to stop talking like that. I'm sounding like one of those voices I don't really I'm starting to sound like a voice that I don't really like. But I'm so tired I can't help but talk like that. I need to go to bed. Oh my God. Okay, so yes. I hope you enjoyed listening to all this, the double feature. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna drink one more Diet Mountain Dew and then I'm gonna hit the sheets and hopefully these answers don't come back to haunt me in my sleep. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so happy listening and Harkus Trooper signing off or out. Dang, I don't know. There's my cat. All right, I'm gonna go. Bye-bye.